Yeah, I mean, they are all effective in their own ways. Yeah, different styles between them, different sizes and speeds and quicknesses and that kind of thing, but all are effective in their own way.
What does this mean for you to have a playoff game against some guys that you have a little familiar with over there? It's going to be a little bit more special for you.
Yeah, it should be fun. Yeah, I mean, I have such high degree of familiarity with these guys, being that I spent 8 years there. It's a long time with any one organization, so there'll be some talking and some friendly John and that kind of thing. So you may put a little something on it with David already.
How surprising was it to see them put it in David's hands, 4th and 2? I'm sure you're watching the game there.
not real surprising in some ways, though. I mean, they have a lot of confidence in him as a quarterback and as a guy that has his hands on the ball in critical situations to do something like that, to run the ball. He's got unique ability to not only throw the ball to open receivers, but also take off and run when he needs to. And he certainly did it well that play.
Can you talk about the challenges you guys possibly face, blocking that defensive front? As big as they are.
Yeah, they're a bunch of big, strong guys.
You've faced a lot of those guys, haven't?
I have. Yeah, I mean, in practice every preseason, it always prepared us well as an offense, though, going against those guys for each season. They've just had a lot of strength and quickness with the size and strength, so they're a very challenging group to go against.
Any of the guys in the locker room picking your brain for little tidbits that maybe the coaches haven't picked up on yet?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, a few questions here and there. It's pretty evident the things they're trying to do when they're out there in the field, when you watch film and stuff like that, but maybe just for some little things.
They keep talking about how physical the Jacksonville team is. How much of it is the players that they draft, and how much of it is Jack Del Rio and his influence upon them once they get there?
I think it's a combination. It's certainly is their philosophy on both sides of the ball. So I think they look for players that fit that bill. So I think the two go hand in hand. They like players with that kind of mentality, and then they continue to breed it into them in a sense when they're there.
What does he do to breed it into? I mean, does he talk about being physical? Does he do drills to make it? What does he do?
It's all of the above, really. I mean, it's talked about. It's talked about as being the mentality that they want to have and want to exude on the field. And then, they just go out and practice and work being that way. You know, and if you have a play where you're not physical enough, they're going to let you know. So it's just expected.
In the time you spent there, you kind of built up your own little dossier on the guys' tendencies, you know, Spicer and those guys that you're familiar with.
Yeah, you get so familiar with each other. You get sick of each other, actually. I mean, because in the preseason, you're seeing so much of each other. You always hear at the end of the preseason that everybody in the league talking about, oh, we finally get to hit someone else. You know, we're beating each other up so much. So, yeah, you do. I've got a high degree of familiarity with them, and the same can be said about them with me, too. You know, they know what things I like to do and stuff. So, in some ways, you think it can be an advantage, but they've got the same.
Give us your thumbnail sketch on that defensive front.
They're as advertised. You know, what you hear about them is true, that they're big and strong, physical guys, and they've got a few real quick guys too, and you have to be ready for just about everything, really. I mean, you know, Spicer and Hayward are bigger and more physical guys. McCray's a quicker guy, and then there's Brent Hawkins, who plays out there and in sometimes in rush situations, and he's a quick guy with a good number of moves and everything, and so you just have to be ready for everything.